escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, JoJo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494.
Nobody's perfect.
From the DeBoer Heart and Lung Center broadcast booth at Citizens Bank Park. An hour from now, we'll get to leading off. Phillies lineup is out. Bryce Harper in it. Will he be in it for both games of the doubleheader today? We'll get to that. And an interesting name that I saw this morning in trade rumors out there. It's not the first time, probably won't be the last, but it's a Philly and it's a veteran. We'll hit that coming up in a little bit. Right now, though, we go out to the guest line. Elliott Shore Park, sponsored by Cozy Jewelers.
ESP.
Step up to the 50, that's color. Cut, clarity, carrot, and cozy. Elliott on with us right now. Elliott, how are we doing today? Elliott? Okay, Elliott, go once.
Elliott, the ball's
all right,
too
Fran,
big
I'll put him back on hold. You figured that out. So I
he said
hurt
Elliott.
Myself.
It was too big for him.
There was a moment too big for Elliott there?
That was too big. Right. That's surprising, though, because there's no moment that's too big.
No, Elliott's usually – which means it's obviously a connection issue, not an Elliott issue. In the meantime, our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Officially, the city has lost their mind. Would you trade Nolan Smith for T.J. Watt? Again, one guy – who's ticketed for Canton when he's done, another guy that has seven and a half career sacks. 61% no.
I got 61% to the people. I appreciate everybody that listens, especially when I drop these pearls of wisdom. I appreciate
it. Is that it? It's the pearls of wisdom?
No, it's just saying, because I have to, because a lot, like, listen, let's be honest. I love all y'all, but some of y'all ain't that bright. Like, that's just the fact. That's just the fact.
Yeah.
And sometimes
I'm gonna need to cut that audio when you talk and have us drop that in.
And sometimes you have to long talk to get people to understand.
So the people
where you coming
that would
from.
Trade a young player with 7.5 career sacks for a star that's been a dominant player for 6 years.
See,
we're the people who don't get it.
No, but see, Joe, I know because you're emotional. You're very emotional. And I respect that, and I understand that as a fan.
This
you
seems
know.
Unemotional to me.
It no, is. It is. It's emotional.
No, it's not. It's
because
it's one guy's a great player now. One guy is hopefully
becoming.
But
let me tell you
great.
Why it's emotional.
Okay.
Because you don't care. Like, you're the type of guy. You were the kid, like, when your mom was in the store and she was buying groceries and stuff, you would go grab the Rice Krispies or the Corn Puffs or whatever. Didn't care how much they cost.
Cocoa Pebbles was
okay,
my thing.
Okay, the Cocoa Pebbles.
That was my thing.
You would grab them.
Yeah.
Didn't look at the price tag. Right,
I want the cocoa. I want the cocoa
because that's all you wanted. That you ain't looking at the price tag. You don't understand that your mom over there clipping coupons or whatever, and then she pop you upside the head and tell you put the cocoa puffs back.
No, well, see, here's what you're missing. I understand that sometimes you can't afford the cocoa pebbles every week. I get it.
Not every week.
Yeah, but the price on the cocoa pebbles has come down. It's only
the price
Nolan Smith.
No,
and a late round pick.
Listen to what you just said. It's only Nolan Smith. Only the guy that had a huge impact in our Super Bowl win.
Yes.
For a guy that has shown – and thank you, Rhea, because Rhea's listening. Mm-hmm. And Rhea chimed in. He was invisible in the playoffs. Zero. Big old zero. Invisible in the playoffs.
Do you think he'd be invisible here with all these other great players around him?
You know what? Who's to say that he's going to be the same kind of player that he was in Pittsburgh? See, that's the thing that I don't think that we're realizing here, is that Nolan Smith is trending in the direction that you want players to trend in. And he's affordable. That's like, you know what this is like for all y'all out there that's dating? When you outkick your coverage and you try to date the young lady that likes to go to trips to Milan and get her feet done every weekend.
That's not for you. You know, you say this. We have the best general manager in sports.
And want to go out to eat all the time.
He'll figure out the
money. We don't have to go out to eat every weekend. Can we go eat some Chick-fil-A every now and then?
Now, you just called Nolan Smith Chick-fil-A.
No, I didn't. I'm just saying.
Wow.
But
you want to keep him.
All I'm saying, okay, Houston's. That's not a real. Okay, Maggiano's. I'm talking about the restaurants in Atlanta.
Let's go to LA.
Cheesecake Factory. There we go.
Who's the Cheesecake Factory? Why?
I'm just saying. Sometimes you want to eat at Cheesecake Factory. We got some good food, by the way.
So Nolan's the Cheesecake Factory?
I'm just saying. Every now and then, you don't have to go eat at Shea, whatever.
Langoliers
or whatever.
Del Frisco's.
That's got some damn good steak.
Isn't Shea Langoliers a player for the A's?
Yeah, he was. It just popped in my head.
What?
Be quiet, Mike. It was going to fly. Be quiet.
The A's catcher? Elliot Shore Park's with us. Elliot, how are you?
Man, it's funny because I was that kid when I was grocery store shopping with my mom when I was younger. Always wanted her to buy me Sports Illustrated for kids every time.
You look like that kid. You used to get popped in the head talking about, put that magazine back. You don't need
100%.
This.
Every week we'd go, I'd bring it up and say, please, just, you know, it's 50-50.
Just one time.
Exactly.
Give me this
just
magazine.
Just the one time until the next time when I want it again. But, yeah.
It's funny you brought that up. So when I was a kid in school, like when we went to the library as a class, I remember vividly have this memory of the librarian saying, you know, there's also books. I just wanted Sports Illustrated for kids, Elliot. We were workshopping our takes long before we got here. That's all it was.
Exactly right. I can only imagine the bad takes we had as kids, since as adults we haven't gotten much better.
Would say that. Yeah, here's a good take, though, at least in my mind. If the Eagles can get T.J. Watt for Nolan Smith and a late-round pick, I think, Elliot, the price – is, and I know I'm not saying this as a disrespect to Nolan, because I think a few months ago people would have thought multiple high picks, right? If that's the price and I'm Howie, I'd have to do it. Elliot, where do you come down on the idea that was thrown out yesterday by Andrew Filippone, maybe more of a player-for-player thing with a late-round pick rather than a bunch of picks? Would you do that, Nolan and a late-round pick for a T.J. Watt?
I would do it. I would. And honestly, if you would have asked me 2 months ago, I might have said no. But right now, going into camp, I just did something for the Go Birds pod where I looked at every player on the roster for a previewing training camp. And when I got to the defensive end position, I went into it thinking, man, I'm excited about Nolan Smith. I'm excited about Jalix Hunt. And then you look at the actual production that the two have and the actual production that all their defensive ends have. And I would guess that of all the true contending teams, like the teams we actually think could win the Super Bowl, they have got to have the least experienced edges on the team. So I think Nolan Smith, it's actually a compliment to Nolan Smith to say that you could trade him for T.J. Watt. That does speak to the upside that he has. But this is not really a team that has to hold on to young players. They're young all over the field. At almost every position, they're young. In fact, I think the only one you could argue they're old at is maybe tackle because of Lane. But outside of that, they are not short on young upside guys. So it would hurt to trade Nolan Smith. I do think he has upside. But this team could win a Super Bowl right now, and T.J. Watt is a way better edge right now than Nolan Smith is.
Well, I agree with that, so certainly, especially the last part. Elliot, I want to hit on something that I brought up earlier, because when people push back on the idea, there's a sense of, hey, T.J. Watt's going to be really expensive, which obviously he will, right, when he signs his next contract, and I'd imagine the team that trades for him will give him an extension. And the Eagles clearly are planning for the future with Jalen Carter's contract and a lot of other guys here that are going to get expensive. But Elliot, Nolan Smith was a first-round pick in the same draft class as Jalen Carter, so he's also extension eligible after the season. And I'm not trying to say he's going to get the same money as Watt. Obviously, he hasn't accomplished that much yet. But if he has a good year, Elliot, a year from now, I think he's going to get in the $20 million range on his extension. So while he's much cheaper, that gap between their salaries isn't going to be, you know, $35 million difference for very long. I imagine Nolan's going to get paid after the season if he plays well.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, if Nolan had, let's say, 10.5 sacks this year, is it crazy to think he could be a top 10 edge in pay next year? I don't think so. With his draft pedigree, his age, his upside. And obviously, if he has that year, the Eagles will be, you know, excited about paying him because that's someone you can hold on to for a long time. But we're all just assuming Nolan Smith is going to be great next year. There is just as good of a chance that in his second year as a full-time starter with a full year of tape on him, or half a year, I guess I should say, the league does adjust to him. Now, if Nolan doesn't have a great year, does that mean he can't be a great player? Of course not. We saw Jalen Hurts after 2022 take a step back in 2023 and then rebound in 2024. So I'm excited about Nolan and Jalen, but we all need to take a step back in terms of what they actually are versus what we think they could be.
Yeah, I think that's really – and I think part of it is they won with these guys. So a lot of people are like, well, they could do it again. And maybe they can. But, you know, each individual's got to be viewed in its own prism. Elliot –
Well, I would just say quickly, they won with them on the field for sure, and they played great in the Super Bowl. This Eagles defense, for the first time in my time covering the team, was built from the secondary in. The back seven made the front four better than I think the front four made the back seven. So – yes, Nolan Smith played well in the playoffs, for sure. Jalen Hunt played well in the Super Bowl. But, the majority of last year, we were all concerned about the defensive line and the edge position. The back seven were the ones that held the defense together. And the back seven have questions now. So they might need a better year out of this line than they got last year.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So, Elliot, another part of this that I was thinking about, and I'm curious if how much you think the Eagles would factor this in. Let's say the whole hypothetical we're talking about becomes real. Like, the Steelers call and they say, would you do this? And Howie says, let me get back to you. Elliot, do you think the Eagles would consider, if not here, where are they going to ship him? And, like, how much that matters to the equation? Because I saw a thing the other day of the most likely Watt destinations, and they were all NFC teams, and they were mostly contenders. Maybe one or two were not quite contenders, but mostly they were, like the Commanders or the Lions. Do you think that would impact if the Eagles would say, yes, if they don't accept the deal, we're going to ship him to an NFC team that you have to face?
I don't think so. And I don't think it would be crazy to factor that into your decision. If you look at, you know, maybe the two teams that are their biggest competition, let's say Washington and Detroit. I'm sure those are two teams rumored to get him because they both need help at edge and, you know, they're both contenders. Obviously, you don't want to see him go there. But the Eagles do have a great offensive line. They have great tackles. I don't think they would be afraid of that. So I don't think it should factor in. Like, I don't think that's how good franchises make a decision. And the other thing is, I don't think they're going to trade for T.J. Watt. Howie Roseman does not pay top dollar for edge rushers. If you look at the money he's paid to edge rushers, it has been Bryce Huff, who got good money for sure, but he was not top five in the league at his position. Josh Sweat never got huge money. Hassan Reddick never got huge money. They just don't really prioritize, as much as they prioritize the position in the draft, they don't pay top dollar to edges. So if T.J. Watt was willing to come here and, let's say, just play out the year, up his value, he'll be on a better team, I could picture them working with his contract there. But if part of the equation of acquiring him is paying him, I don't think they'll do it. I would, but I don't think they will do it.
You got anything to say over there?
No, no. About sound like, you know. See, I'm over here.
Yeah, he's shrugging, nodding, and shrugging like I told you so.
No,
like,
I'm sitting over here. I'm talking to Robert because you know I told you he was at the Pat.
Robert Mathis.
Yeah, I'm talking to Robert, and he said, you know, and I was just asking him about what did he see from Nolan, and he said, man, he's a twitchy cat, very very explosive. He said he wish he could work with him more. He wish he could work with him more. And he said, and I asked him, I said, right now, upside, Nolan or T.J. Watt? He said Nolan all day. Like, and he's worked, like, he's been coaching for years, and he's been working with these guys. So he said Nolan has the better upside.
So, Elliot, I think off of that, what's interesting is what matters? Like, is it the upside that matters, or is it the next 2 or 3 years? I mean, I could see why you look at it either way. So, like, hey, look, we have a great chance to win for the next 5 years, or, hey, we have the best roster right now. Let's try to win 2 more Super Bowls in the next 3 years.
I'll let you go, Elliot. Go for it.
Just quickly, so if you look at the top four edges, or let's just do the top three edges on the team right now. Mm-hmm. Nolan Smith, Jalix Hunt, and Azeez Ojulari. Are we even confident that over the next 3 years, Nolan's definitely the one that would have the most sacks? Jalix Hunt has a ton of upside, too. He is just as good of an athlete, in my opinion, as Nolan is. Now, he's probably a little further behind in his development just because he hasn't played as long. He didn't go to a big-time program. But Azeez Ojulari was a first-round pick. He was drafted, if I remember correctly, wasn't it before Nolan? I know a different draft class, but he was drafted higher than Nolan Smith.
Yeah, Azeez was supposed to be that dude coming out of Georgia. Yeah, he was pretty good.
So they are not short of guys on upside. I would understand if they had a bunch of old edges and then Nolan was your hope for the future. Then it's like, okay, you got to think about it. But if they trade Nolan, which, again, would sting. I don't think anybody's saying they want to trade Nolan Smith. But you're acquiring a great player. If they trade him, they still have upside on the roster. They would just now have a sure thing in T.J. Watt.
Yeah, they would. All right, Elliot, while we have you, a couple things. One, we need your thought on where we're at now with Fritz and DeCamera.
Yeah.
If you had to bet right now, and I would set the line at DeCamera is now the favorite, right? Minus money on DeCamera. You'd get plus money on Fritz. If you had to bet right now, would you bet on the underdog Jack Fritz or the new favorite Joe DeCamera?
So I would still bet on Jack. And so I'm actually out next week. So I'm going to preemptively give my take here on what happens. Let's say Jack loses baseball, right? He goes down 2-0. In any regular best of five series, you would say this is over. There's no shot. This is not a regular best of five series. They're not playing the same game each time. So while I think he probably will win baseball, if he doesn't, the next three events are much more athletic, right? Basketball, running, and I don't know how athletic tennis is, but I think it's more athletic probably than baseball.
So after the first two, it's hard.
I just mean they're not physically competing against each other in the way you are basketball. But if he loses the next one, I think he could definitely win the final three. So the way this is set up, I think was probably always, not intentionally, but I think Joe always had a chance to jump out ahead because of the nature of the events.
Yeah, I'm with you in that Jack's going to win. I think Jack's going to win baseball, so I think it's going to be 1-1. The only question I have now is, can Jack get off the mat mentally? The physical thing has been – it's Jack the whole time, Elliot. I'm with you. Like, he should win this thing still. It's just 1 out of 5 that he lost. Can he get up off the mat mentally? And, Elliot, I'm wondering about this baseball thing. Like, if I'm Joe, I'm going to put on the air. I wouldn't swing at a single pitch. I would just make Jack throw 3 strikes every time because – after what I saw in that golf thing, the question is, if Jack walks him the first plate appearance, like by accident, does he get in his own head? Like, how much does that worry you as someone who's still betting on Jack?
So, a little bit, for sure. I do think the first at-bat will probably dictate who wins the whole thing. I think if he strikes out, it wouldn't shock me if Jack just mows him down from there on out. If he walks or he hits him or whatever, yeah, obviously, I would get concerned. But I also think that with baseball, although Jack, that is his sport, he does have the tougher task here. Like, to your point, Joe could just sit there, not swing, and still win. And as someone that's actually had Jack pitch to him, and I made contact off him a few times, like, I do think that it is harder than we're all thinking for Jack. So baseball to me is 50-50. I think he has the tougher task, but the reason I picked Jack is because I think the next three events are truly about athleticism, and that's where I think his age difference and being in better shape will help him.
Well, Elliot, if you're thinking like a better, you wait until Jack loses baseball, and then you jump on the big odds. to win this thing in five. Elliot, we appreciate you hopping on. Enjoy your week off next week, and we'll see you and talk to you in a couple weeks.
Have a good one.
All right. Sounds good. Talk to you soon.
There he goes. Elliot Shore Parks there. So he would – did it surprise you that Elliot would do the Smith for Watt deal? Because Elliot has been – I'd say more conservative with the way he's approached, like what the Eagles need to do, what they have to do, where they're at.
I was a little surprised
he would do it.
Yeah, I was a little surprised because, you know, the financials. That's what we're talking about. That's what I'm stuck on.
But isn't we? So I hear you on that. But Howie Roseman's the best at what he does. I'm not like if they trade for T.J. Watt, I don't think they're going to lose five players because they traded for T.J. Watt. Howie's going to make it work.
Well, most times when you trade for a guy that's asking for the type of money that he's asking for, he's going to usually get it.
Yeah, but he'll get his money. I just mean it's not going to crush their salary cap.
Well, it puts you in an odd spot.
Yeah, it makes it more challenging.
Yeah, it makes it a lot more challenging. But why make it more challenging when you're already in the sweet spot and you just won a Super Bowl and you're poised to go back?
Well, they have a good chance. I don't know if they're poised.
Well, we don't
know what this team is yet. No, we know what
we know what the offense is.
We know who the players are, and we know what they should be on offense. We don't know quite how good. I mean, Elliot just said to us he was looking at the edges, right? The edge guys, and he was taken aback by how little they've done in the NFL, right? Jalix, Nolan, Aziz. Those are probably the three edge guys that are going to get the most snaps. And what do you think they have combined? Like 15 career sacks,
something like that.
Maybe a little more. Aziz might have 20 something, but like. We don't know if it'll work yet. But Josh Sweat was here. Josh Sweat was a more trustworthy player. Like he had a career, a Pro Bowler.
He was battle tested.
Yes, these three are promising. I like them all individually, but I mean, I don't know how good they're going to be.
See, we don't know what we don't know.
Yeah, that's a good
and that's a fact because we didn't know last year that this defense was going to pave the way with all these new moving parts, and that's why I feel bullish. Like I do because they were in this defense for a year. And the leaps and bounds that they took in a small sampling size in 1 year was tremendous. I expect them to be a lot better because they're going to be a lot more cohesive and they're going to understand the concepts a lot better. Even when you're sticking in. Like, think about it like this, Joe. Last year, it's safe to say that you had 6 to 7 new parts on that defense, right? Mm-hmm. And they were the best defense in the NFL, right?
Yes.
Now, this year, you're implementing two pieces, probably a new safety.
No, I think it's more than that.
Okay, three.
Well, we have a new safety.
Okay, you're right.
New corner.
New D tackle.
New edge. New other linebacker.
But
so it's like four or five.
But my point is still valid because you got guys in there that have been in the system. Now, their roles might change.
Right.
But they've been in the system. So it's not going to be like the stuff that they had to learn last year and get caught up on. They're not going to have to do that this year.
You know what I think it is? I like certainty. And there's a lot of –
You don't like the unknown.
No. I mean, and it could play out your way where the questions become positive answers, right? Jalix takes a huge leap. The Nolan Smith we saw down the stretch, he does it for full – I mean, if he plays the way he did the last 10 games, he's going to be a Pro Bowler. Like that Nolan Smith was a Pro Bowl player. But there's – I mean, Elliot's not wrong. There's uncertainty on what they're going to be. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. On the other side, we'll hit all your phone calls here on this Watt and Nolan Smith thing. Would you trade Nolan – I mean, it's a simple question. Would you trade Nolan Smith for T.J. Watt? Yes or no? You know, Andrew Filippone is on us yesterday. He threw out a late-round pick. And that's really not holding anyone up, a late-round pick. It's Nolan Smith. Would you trade Nolan to get T.J. Watt?
No.
I would do it. Hugh Douglas, aversion to greatness, would not do
a
it.
Aversion?
Yeah, you have an aversion to greatness.
Oh, I thought you said a virgin.
No. Aversion. You have an aversion to greatness.
That should have sailed a long time ago.
You're a clown, bro.
Wait a minute.
Hugh, aversion to greatness. All right, well, on the other side, your phone calls. And two things that happened here at WIP that we got to get to yesterday. Number one, what happened on the afternoon show with Fritz, with DeCamera, where we're at now with this whole thing. And I have to detail for you what happened. We played video games yesterday on Fantavision.
At a ball.
And the kids roasted Hugh Douglas. And I wrote down, I have notes in front of me, of the kind of play that we saw to Hugh on that big screen yesterday. It was worse than any Phillies fundamentals we have seen in years. 215-592-9494. Midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.